Yeah, you was about 5 months. You was in there. I said, God damn. I said, oh, you pregnant, pregnant.
Super pregnant. Super pregnant. And I got so round so fast. Hey, since we're talking about my pregnancy, shout out to my boy Scoop, because I was about 8-9 months pregnant at my house by myself, trying to decorate a baby room.
You can't just start it off like that.
I ain't gonna cap. I know the context behind what's about to be said with that opening.
Okay.
Talking about my pregnancy. Shout out to my boy.
Shout out to my boy Scoop. No,
I'm looking like, what the fuck? Don't I know?
Okay, so all right, let's run it back. So, as I said before, my husband is active duty in the military.
Show it again.
And at the time, he was gone. And was this before or after the baby shower? One of them. Nonetheless, I was at home. And I guess the old folks call it the nesting stage. So I had got in. I was in the bag. I was making the baby room. I was standing on chairs. I was putting decorations on the ceiling. I was moving stuff around. And I don't even know what reason Scoot had came by. And it's not like he needed a reason. You know, the boy just popped up. He had texted me quick, hey, cuz, what's the vibe? Hey, cuz, I need to come sit for a little bit.
I'm down the street.
Can you come scoop me? Can I put my car here?
Yeah.
You know, and then he ended up helping me decorate the whole baby room.
I can't stand that nigga, but he a real nigga.
Yeah,
I respect him. He's a real one. You ain't shit.
What Facebook got going on? Why they removing my shit?
Oh, somebody hacked your shit. No.
See the rule.
But I wanted to ask a question before we transition into the post. So with especially you, Bree, since you're the one that's married, Joey, you can answer too.
Joe, you can answer too.
You
want to
ask a little stupid ass question now, nigga.
Oh, now it's stupid.
Yes, he probably gonna answer before I do.
So ironic, because the question is, how severe is it for your spouses to like pretty much question the other spouses?
Question the other spouses. What?
It means of what?
Like, that's something you should never do. Just question the intelligence of your partner.
Oh, intelligence. Ooh. Ask your question one more time, because I want to make sure.
Run it back.
How severe is that to pretty much question the intelligence of your partner?
Can you give me an example before I answer? I don't want to go attend unless I'm right.
So much, I need a little bit more.
I don't know about an example, but pretty much women look to men to lead. Men, you know, that's kind of the role that we traditionally picked up.
Yeah. Okay, I get that.
Leading in the relationship. But if the woman don't, you know, respect your opinions, you know, don't, you know, really care about what you're saying because she don't think, you know, it's credible or anything like that, how...
Oh, y'all don't need to be together.
Yeah.
I think that's something that ultimately... Like I said, I'm not married. You heard what Derek said. He's like, Joe, okay, you can't answer the question. But I think it's just a matter of, like, you know, it's if you question my intelligence,
to like respect.
Yeah, almost a little bit of respect, almost a little bit of trust. Because why would I have us down bad? You know what I mean? But you know, sometimes I've noticed, you know, people have a hard time trusting. People have worked very hard to get to where they are. And sometimes they don't want to lose everything, or they get afraid of losing something. So they like, you know, they be like, well, you sure you're doing this right, or blah, 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 or questioning your intelligence or whatever. That's just a conversation you got to have. But I think if someone, it's the same thing for a husband and wife. Like, if I can't question my wife's intelligence, you know what I'm saying? Like, I married her. What's the point of me questioning her?
I'm okay. So, like, oh boy. So,
hey, Nate, when you watch it, bro, Brianna don't trust you. She don't.
No. It's definitely not that. So, for one, I feel like sometimes people make decisions and even though and do things, and sometimes everything isn't well thought out, right? I think kind of being there for each other, and you know how like sometimes somebody has to ask you the question for it to ping to you, like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah,
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? So I think for me, I think depending on what it is, it's good and it's a good balance. As long as you're not like kind of like just
Disrespectful
coming
with it.
off mad, disrespectful, right, and degrading. Because you know, like sometimes you'll make decisions and the outcome that happens, of course, it was the outcome that you planned or that you thought it was. And it's because sometimes you don't think about certain steps or certain points within your plan. So I think as your counterpart, and again, which is why a lot of time opposites attract with your counterpart, that's kind of their job. You know, that's kind of their role to be like, hey, what about this? You know, what about that? Because sometimes you make a decision and you don't mean to put y'all down bad, but that kind of what happens. Or, you know, like your thought process is just a little different. So I don't necessarily think it's a like a all around bad thing. And I think it's just like a balance about it. Like I don't think it's too bad.
I mean, and
Also,
to be clear, it's like I do agree, like with the, pretty much y'all can communicate
yeah.
decisions. But when you my point is like when you totally dismiss everything,
Oh no, that's disrespectful.
yeah, no, that's right. That's disrespect.
No,
That's crazy.
that's yeah, because I'm gonna tell you this. You ain't going, I got me. I'm gonna tell you this. If I ain't got
Right.
nothing on this world, I got me.
I
So if
got
you
me.
with me, I got you. So if you thinking I'm gonna jeopardize me,
Me.
then you don't know me and you can go ahead. Cause I mean,
Oh
but
my
so,
goodness.
like
Joe,
no,
you sound like my mother and Captain Scott all at the same time. Captain
nah,
Scott used to say, "Don't nobody love me like I love me."
Dang, boy,
Thanks.
look, let me
And
tell you
my
something.
mom drive crazy, right? Don't nobody ride my mama. And she'd be like, "Girl, I ain't gonna hurt me. I'm not gonna hurt myself."
Hey, look, I'm gonna tell you, I was someone get in my car, they'll be like, hey, you better drive careful. It's precious cargo in here. I'm like, yeah, no, it's
Yeah,
driving.
me.
It's behind the wheel. I was like, if
Me.
anything, I'm gonna tell you this, man. I'm gonna tell you this. I think that a woman, I think, and I'm not even gonna say a woman, I'm gonna say a partner that does not have respect for their partner,
Right, is rough.
that's a whole nother conversation. Because I'm gonna tell you this, if you've ever gotten to know me, not just relationship like intimate wise, I'm talking about got to know me friendship wise. When you with me, I got you. It don't
Right,
matter
that's facts.
what it don't matter what we doing. You can say, Joe, we getting ready to rob this bank. I ain't gonna say no to robbing the bank, but I'm gonna ask you,
Gonna
all
have to
right,
talk about it first.
nigga, you better give me some details. You want to go at this time? We should go at this time because niggas be at lunch during this time. You know what I'm saying? But
Right.
it's like
But
so. I
before we
think,
get to the robbing the bank, I'm be like, bro, what can I do to help you?
yeah, because
What
you
you
know,
need?
yeah,
What
facts.
else you need from me?
Like, are you in debt to like
Before
the
we rob this
IRS,
bank.
what can I
or are
do
you
to be
in
a
debt
good
to the
friend in this
mafia?
situation?
Because if you in
Right.
debt to the mafia, then I rob it with you. But if it's the IRS,
No,
nigga, niggas do
I don't
tax
know.
evasion all the time. I don't know. The IRS be they be fine too.
I'm about to
Nah,
say, don't
here's the
hey,
thing.
fuck with those letters. The IRS
Yeah,
come
God
get
and IRS. I don't play by them.
you.
I don't play
Yeah.
by them. And then, you know, also something Nick told me, I want to say maybe back in 2020, and it stick with me forever. And it's from Will Smith. But it says a man, especially so from me, right? Y'all know I'm very independent. I've been independent a very long time. Like I'm very strong-minded. I'm very much so a planner, a thinker. Slight control issues. You know what I'm saying? Like I gotta see it. You know, it gotta make sense to me, right? And we have a daughter. We do things a little differently sometimes. Nick told me a man is only able to be the father and the man that a woman allows him to be. That the mom allows him to be. Because for one, moms are already overprotective, right? We're already nurturing. We're already like, nah, that's my baby. You know?
Can I say one thing though real quick?
Mm-hmm.
As a disclaimer, and I think y'all two already know where I'm going with this, don't use this as no excuse to be no bum ass. Because I know how y'all like to take shit and twist it. Y'all like to be like, oh, well, Bree said,
well, Bree said, I can't do none if you don't let me.
This ain't what we're talking about. This ain't what we're talking about.
No, not at all.
So please continue.
No, not at all. We talking about I'm trying to grow in my role. I'm trying to. So Nala was a breastfed baby, right? And Nick was in the military, well, you know, doing his stuff, you know, when she was born. So me and her already had just like a class bomb connection, right? We was, you know, it was to the point where like I was like wearing his shirts around the house. So even when she was with me, like the comfortability she felt with me, she smelled him. So that when he got home, it was an easier, you know, transition for both of them, right? But that's my first baby. That's my only baby. I was very much like, she crying, give her here. You know, she not happy, give her here. You know, like she's not taking a bottle, like give her here. I want her to be okay. I want her to be soothed. You know, like, so I was very helicopterish, you know? And when he said that, it made perfect sense to me because it was him saying, I'm trying to grow in my role. I'm trying to learn in my role. Me and Nala are learning and having to grow together. Like she has to learn me. She has to grow to me. I can't do that if you're playing Supermom.
That's a good man. That's a good man. Hey, boy, that's preaching.
My goodness. And he was also saying, like, even with our marriage and, like, our relationship, we can't grow, me and him can't grow, if we can't do and give her the, you know, obviously we give her, you know, do different things. But if we're not on the same with parenting her and her growth and her being comfortable with us, we're not growing either. So I can't be the father that I want to be or the man that I want to be to you or the husband that I want to be if you are already, because again, y'all know me, I'm already in my bag of, that's my baby. You know, I'm already in my bag of, I got it. I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to fix it because that's what I'm used to. That's what I've had to do for a very long time. So when he said that to me, it literally sticks with me forever. I can quote it and say it any day. I know the exact moment he said it to me. We were sitting on the sofa in our apartment and I was on the corner and he was sitting right here. And he was like, watch this clip real quick. And I watched it. He showed me the video. It was like maybe 2 minutes or something of Will Smith. And then he was like, I can't do this if you're not giving me the space, if you're not giving me the room to grow, to fill up the room.
But you know, I think that your dynamic, if I can speak on it, is very much a interesting, excuse me, that ginger ale come back, boy.
Quick.
It's a very interesting one because it's not like, due to the nature of his job, he wasn't there as much. So it's like the times where you two probably would have been, damn, but Jarrell is fighting, boy.
Jarrell biting, boy.
Hey, I'm almost like, yeah, I was waiting for you to talk. But the times that you guys would have grown together, it was almost like
I was already was behind,
right, because you had been doing it by yourself for so long that you knew everything. And he's just like, yeah, I get it. Like, and I think that's a lot of respect too, because it's like, yeah, I understand that you are here with this, like you're here and I may be here, but I want to get there.
I
with
need
you.
To get there. I and it's to not going to be overnight. Right. And so I think this goes back. The reason I use this example, because it goes back to Scoot saying, you know, like questioning, you know, like your spouse, your husband, your wife, your whatever, like how important or how damaging is it? That was a moment for us. That was a time for us, not even a moment, because it won't just one day. You know, that was a time for us where I know I got on his nerves because I questioned him with everything he did with her, you know? And it was also me just being, you know, first time mom. I think my baby glass, you know, like, oh, excuse me. Okay, water, not too much.
Louis, coming back. Some liquids.
It was me. Not for real. I had took a good few sips. Like, I took my time. It was me, like, I questioned everything. I was concerned about everything. And even going to the trust, it was like, and it wasn't just for him, though. That's what I want to say. I didn't have the trust for anybody to take care and give my baby what she needed other than me.
Right. Because to be honest with you, you barely trust in yourself. You're like, God
heavy.
Damn,
you know what I'm saying?
Am I doing this right? So if I don't trust
I'm
me,
doing it
I
right.
Don't trust
and
you.
And if I have to learn, right, if am I doing it right? And if I'm not doing it right, and I had to go through trial and error, I know they don't know what they're doing, you know, because I just figured it out. And I know she's only going to respond like this, doing this to me. And for me, it was like, how can I trust anybody to do this when I'm figuring it out, you know? And everybody, of course, you know, people looking out, looking in, I'm like, oh, Brie, you're natural. Oh, you're great.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
She's healthy. She's smart. She's da 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 da. And every day in my mind, I'm like, Lord, please give me strength. I don't know if I'm doing it right. Give me wisdom. Give me God. Like, y'all understand how much I pray for that baby, for me, for that baby.
Okay. Boy, you gay. Look, I be telling people, they be looking at me like, Joe, you so calm and collected and you handle the situation. Do you know I've cried 15 times in my head?
Do you know I got saying? In the car in complete silence and rolled with the windows down like a psychopath?
Hey, that's a different type of mental preparation right there, boy. And you can see a destination like, damn, I ain't listening to music the whole way.
And when you don't even realize that you drove there until you there.
Let me tell you something.
Look, it's worse than being drunk.
I tell you all the time. And you know, like I definitely applaud you. And I think that, like, you know, well, you know, it was no doubt in my mind that you would be a good mother. Never once ever had a thing. But well, you know, like, who ain't? But I think that's why, like, people look at me and they're like, well, when you gonna have one? I'm like, this ain't no game. You know what I'm saying? I barely ask Derek. I will walk in here, will not eat dinner, and come to bed. And I'm just be like, hey, fuck it, we gonna wait. I made two baked potatoes last night. I only ate one.
Intermittent fasting. That's what I look at.
For no reason. For no reason.
Intermittent fasting. But I'm not gonna eat till 12 o'clock tomorrow.
And it don't even be on purpose. It just be like, man, fuck today. But so you know, you gotta, I'm like, I barely can take care of myself, let alone take care of another person, let alone try to raise another person. It's one thing taking care of someone. It's a whole different conversation. You got to raise. This child don't know nothing. I be looking at kids.
Oh, Daisy, like, I don't know nothing. What I'm supposed to do with her?
And then you asking me questions and stuff. I don't know. Why you thinking of
this? And then, listen, I'm going to tell you also something that I do, right? At certain points of her life, I overdo particular things, right? And it's because, so like, when she was not first born, but, okay, no, when she was first born, I let her listen to music all the time. I played music all the time because she reacted well to it, you know? So, Broadway. Nala can sleep through anything. Because I would let music play all day. Like, I would sing to her. I would be loud, like, all day, right? Overdid it, right? Then she started liking, like, Motown Magic on Netflix, right? I'm like, cool. My girl is musically inclined. Okay? She is talented. Christmas, everything that make music, right? Boom. Then she got into Gracie's corner and she started to like really develop, you know, and like in her classes and her school, they would say, you know, like Nala can identify this. Nala can identify that. Like I sometimes feed a lot into certain things. I don't want to say I overdo it. I'm gonna say I feed, like I pour into her and certain things a lot. And she went through this phase of like with shapes. I got on Leapfrog, Target, every, she has so much of the same stuff. It's ridiculous. I have a problem.
Not you overindulging in your child.
I do. Absolutely. I do. Bro, I was driving at work the other day. And the day before, that morning, she said something about the playground with the babies. Right? So when you walk into her school, it's like a little baby section. They be outside sometimes. I was like, I'm going to get my girl a playground. Literally went on. I'll pull it up right now. Literally went out. It was like, I'm about to get her a playground. Okay, because the child is special. She's smart. Fun fact, and then we can move on for real, for real. She is three. She'll be four in April. In her classroom, they have the little white sheets of paper, you know, like the little sentence strips, the big ones. They wrote all of the kids' name on it, random order, pulled them out, and my daughter was naming them as they was pulling them out and was getting them right. My girl can read.
That's little cuz.
My girl can read. She has an ABC mat on her floor. I have started pulling out the letters and making words. Okay? I overdo it. Okay?
Nah, you got to, though. You got to.
Because I'm nervous. For real, I'm nervous. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm nervous. I'm scared. Wow. And I don't want to lack, and I don't want to fall off in areas that I feel like she's interested in or if it intrigues her. I don't want to miss it, you know? And then going back to questioning your people, Nick be like, we're not getting that.
He's a good balance. That's one thing
absolutely.
I would say.
Absolutely.
He is a good balance.
Absolutely.
Because when I'm you strong, you strong, you strong, you strong. And I'd be like, I would be like, hey, all right, I guess we can let me go ahead and get the playpen.
You'd be like, all right, I guess.
Right, yeah. Yeah. I'm looking like, hey, it's me and you at this point.
So the reason I bring the question up, because it's going back into the post I tagged you in. That first sentence.
Oh, let me read it. Hold on, let me pull it up.
Go ahead.
So
the backstory, right? All right, so after the list and everything came out, Russ took Sierra to Waffle House. Sierra mentioned, you know, if she could eat some every day, it would be Waffle House. So
slaps, by the way.
So Joe, did you see that video when Russ did that? Mm-hmm. So what was just your initial thought of it? Like, how did you correlate that to the list?
Like, what was you gotta realize, because you know I don't really got none of the Twitter. So if it ain't about anime, nerd shit, sports, it don't come up on that For You page like that. So I saw the list probably like right before you had mentioned it, but I saw the Russell thing like before that. Like it was right around the same time, but I remember seeing the Russ thing first. And then I saw the list because I thought the list was in response to Russell Wilson.
To the Russ thing.
And I was like, huh? But
no.
When I first saw it, though, I was like, okay. At first, I was like, why Waffle House? You know what I mean?
You like.
Because
you
got
to trade it. Now you taking bitches to Waffle House?
so
Waffle House, too. Like,
so you got to realize, though, I haven't seen the list. I don't really know much about the list. I've seen people talking about it, but I don't know too much about it.
You didn't see her interview either.
And I didn't really see her interview. So I'm seeing Russ bought out Waffle House for Sierra. So the first thing I was like, why Waffle House? But then the second thought, like right after that, was like, she probably wanted Waffle House. See, this is something that she would want. I'm not a big Russell Wilson.
I thought it was the pregnancy talker.
Well, that too, because I think it was like I just found out that she was like pregnant again. So I was like, God damn, Russ is hitting shooting that club up, boy. I said, go ahead, Russ. You got the money. But you know, I was like, that's probably something that she wanted. Because to me, it's a gift that doesn't make sense, but that would be a thoughtful gift to give somebody that's somebody wants. You know what I mean? Like
right.
I love Spider-Man. So if someone had got me a Spider-Man poster, people are like, what are you doing with a Spider-Man poster? Why would you get him this? If that's what the fuck I want.
Whole that's time you like, bitch, I'm finna put this up right now.
Yeah. It's on the wall now. But you know, go ahead.
It came after her interview, like that. Pretty mm-hmm. much I didn't see the full interview. Only those small clips was viral.
Right. Like mm-hmm. we were saying before.
Yeah, so
take the whole thing out of context.
Part of the interview was her saying if she could eat like something every day, Waffle House. So Russ, that's why Russ pretty much, I don't know why that's why the real reason, because they never said, but if you correlate the two, that's why he rented out Waffle House.
Right.
Right.
You know, to get Sierra.
But my Which, by the way, is none of our fucking business, but go ahead.
Yeah, my initial thought was, okay, if Sierra, a millionaire, can't eat Waffle out every day. What's wrong with your stingy, dingy ass on Waffle House?
Yo, stingy, dingy ass.
Golly.
Going to Waffle House.
And cheese. But you know, this goes back to what I said at first too, right? First off, you need to mind your own business. Man. Second off, them people, I hate to comment on stuff that like ain't got nothing to do with me and the people don't know me and I don't know them. Then, like Scoop just said, look at all the other expensive gifts that they have gotten each other. You know, that's a weight class difference. You know what I'm saying? That's one of those things that's like to a person who has everything, what do you get them? The one thing that they genuinely tell you, this is what I want.
But that's also shows you that.
Even if it is just a pregnancy talking, I'm hungry. I want a good night. Because again, she's Sierra. She ain't just going to no Waffle
House.
First of all,
I want the record to show he didn't just get her Waffle House.
He rented.
I don't think people understand the concept of renting out a place. Like you have to pay the business the amount of projected income they would make in a day to rent out a building. That's not something that is feasible to
and then
me.
You gotta also look at the fact that a lot of the I hope I'm saying this correct, like waitresses
mm-hmm.
and like waiters, you have to pay them what they could potentially make in tips, because
That's
he
right.
still had some of the staff there
yep.
cooking and making sure it was as like humbled or like as organic as possible
right.
for her.
Right.
He didn't like
ran
out of the Waffle House and it was like, nah, but I'm gonna get my chef on the eggs and the bacon. No, like
we got
he
waffles.
Still paid them people.
It's a little bit of ash in the waffles and them eggs.
Yeah,
a little
you
bit
know
of
what
cigarette
I'm
ash. Just a little
it's
bit.
The mom.
There it is.
You know what I'm saying?
I want to come back to that.
Ain't nothing better when they take the things and they scrape together like this.
Boy, hey!
And they dip it in what they get. You get what I'm saying?
About to go to
so
Waffle
for
House.
Me, it's just like yeah. For me again, that's like a weight class thing. That's like like don't block your blessings type thing. And then again, it's social media. You're commenting on something that unfortunately most of us in our life ain't gonna be able to experience. Right. It's hard renting out a movie theater. It's hard renting out a movie room because you got to buy all the tickets.
I want to come back to that after I read the post. But my thing was. My thing was, I didn't even care about how that he rented out. Like you said, that's a different type of money.
Right, that's a different weight class.
I don't even care that he rented out the Waffle House. I just care that, okay, Sierra likes Waffle House. So what makes you, you know, of that nature. But that first sentence of the post was like, what Russell did for Sierra is going over some of you men heads. So let's break this down. All right. So my
Scoot
thing
is not here for the man slander. Okay. Scoot is standing on business today.
You don't understand. I fight this nigga on a regular basis.
I feel like a lot of females think men can't think for themselves. That's why I asked y'all that intelligent shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I love habit. I do. I don't say anything that much no more.
Please let me have it. But pretty much we wasn't even. Mama,
I'm gonna let him be great.
You was telling me I was thinking too deep into that first segment. I feel like thinking too deep into this because we didn't even care about Russ renting out Waffle House. We just cared that Sierra eat Waffle House because the list.
Right.
But then here you go saying
making a list saying where you ain't gonna eat.
Then you start on the post saying something went over our heads. We wasn't even thinking what you was thinking. Stop. And that's another thing too. Y'all love to tell men what to do and how to think. I hate when females do that shit. I really do. But
because sometimes the math don't be math in school.
Hey, and in my case, something when it comes to the other side, this shit don't
I'm gonna tell you what Derek does that I laugh at a lot and I let him have.
What do I
Derek
do?
Generalizes a lot.
You'll
put there. You will. You'll put.
Yes.
You will put.
No. Let me do a disclaimer.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me do a disclaimer. All right. So whatever my opinions is, or my views, my perspectives, strictly my views and perspectives, it's not reflect Unfiltered Brothers as a whole.
Hell yes, come on. I say that on a daily basis. Don't let Derek's comments.
Don't let Derek fuck us all up. Okay.
Let me go ahead and say that in there. And when I do speak, I don't want to generalize everyone. When I do speak though, it comes from real places. Of course, I don't think majority of females do this or act this way.
Right.
But mm-hmm. the community that I'm in. Joe, we have these conversations. How
no,
we,
I do. Okay, no,
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Anytime I give these opinions, it comes from
that community. Yes, I do agree with that.
I don't know.
I do agree with that.
Millions, billions of people in the world,
which
hit every.
I think that goes back to what I said and why I said it because a lot of the people that I saw. So, what I will say to my little community, right? The new kids got me doing this.
I'm talking about how you do it. How you right, my fingers?
No, it's just these two. Hey, baby. What? Right,
so let me read the post if nobody, because Joe, I don't think you've seen the post.
So,
but did
wait,
you
the one you put in the group chat, right?
This is why I said what I said. I think a lot of times. So, I'm gonna say when I shared the post, right? I was like, psh, McAdoo's been married since. What about you? You know, because again, I thought it was just stupid. I thought it was, you know, whatever. And I had so many women and girls, there's a few little girls, hopped under my post and was like, Olive Garden. Let me find it. They said like just regular, decular stuff, you know, like, oh, we went to the movies. We went bowling. Like we went to, somebody said the actual Cheesecake Factory and they married right now to this day. So, okay, here we go. I found it real quick. World of Beer. They went to a VSU concert. You know what I'm saying? Applebee's and movies, Cheesecake Factory, Bowling Alley. Like that's real life.
Right.
The people that comment under my post,
that's
real
right.
life people. You know? All these other people that's like, oh, I'm not going there. I'm not doing this. Girl, your baby, they didn't knock you up in the back of a car. Let's not be too particular now.
No.
That's okay. One thing about, that's how
Let's
I know you
not
two cousins.
Try to be too saucy.
Because that's how I know y'all two cousins. Because y'all are real quick to make me make this face right here. That face where, that one where I did that. I want to make me look off to the imaginary camera to my right. I'm like,
no,
Y'all quick with it. I'll be ready.
Like,
I don't.
Your kid is a ghetto twin. Like, your kid got a sister and a brother. That's they a month apart. You know, they 2-3 weeks apart. Let's not try to be too bougie now, Bookie. You talking about a first date? You didn't even get out the car. He didn't even come in your house. You went outside and sat in the car.
That's crazy. He came in you before he came in your house. That's a bar.
He came in you before he came in bar 5G.
What?
Come on, talk to me.
For context for the audience, I'm a read.
We never read that post.
My bad. Go ahead.
And I'm gonna put it on the screen for the YouTube. So the post says, "What Russell did for Sierra is going over some of you men's heads." So let's break this down in all caps. Break this down in all caps. So she yelling at me now. I just want to put that out there. So Sierra's birthday was coming up, and of course Russell could have gotten her anything materialistic that he wanted. Instead, Russell seen in his wife's recent interview where she said if she could eat anything for the rest of her life, it would be Waffle House. She proceeded to go on about how she loves the food, not even knowing her husband was able to catch the interview. So he rented out the entire Waffle House for that night, had it decorated, and they were able to listen to music, eat her favorite food, and dance all night. It was the attention and effort, being able to hear her when she isn't even talking to you directly. That's what made it special, efforts and intentions. So if I took you to Waffle House and I told them to cut off a section, decorate that shit up, you know what I'm saying? Have some music playing. You know what I'm saying? Is that not the same effort and intentions because I'm at a different weight class? Like, can we... How are we judging this?
You're absolutely scooped. It's the same effort. You're absolutely correct, Scoop.
I don't get why that bothers you, though. Like, what? I don't say bother you. I'm going to say I don't get the question.
What?
Because he's stuck on just the fact of...
Yeah, that's... I'm like, why
Scoop
are you so...
It's just like, I'm stuck on the fact of, one, I think all the posts are running together for him.
Yeah,
I don't think he's separate. And he has been attacked for a week. He feels like all of last week, 2 weeks ago, they've been on it. You get what I'm saying?
I'm like, bro, it's okay.
It's all right. So, Scoop, you need to separate them. So, first off, I need you to separate the post. Okay, in your mind, I need you to break them down. Nope.
Hey.
No, and it's because, and like, for real, again, I think it's your environment, right? So, Scoot, I think you're having, like, a disconnection, because you're applying your community and your environment to the post, but it's not the people in your community that's really saying.
They liked and reposted and shit like that too.
So. Oh, okay. Oh, so that's why you feel personally attacked, because you feel like it's the bitch around the corner that's trying to stand on something. Yeah. And she usually on that guy.
Hey, I tell you, boy, they put this camera right here so I can look at it every time y'all say something. boy, that camera right there go crazy sometimes, bro. I'm gonna get another camera to put it right there. I'm gonna do my other phone, I'm gonna do my phone that way. When I look, y'all can see me looking this way.
You can see you. I like the imaginary camera look.
Hey, I just whew.
But I feel like
thing is just a thing of like. It's okay. Well, it's not okay, but when you socialize and generalize it, it's okay to pretty much like embarrass, disregard thoughts and everything like that.
You about to get on your protect black men spiel.
I'm always protecting black men too. Why not? I'm a black man, so I understand. You know what I'm saying?
You heard what Malcolm X said.
What did he say?
He said the most unprotected person in the nation is a black woman.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that scene where he was like, that brother starving.
That brother
yes, sir, brother.
I'm being serious. I'm being serious.
And that's true, too. Two things.
Me, too. Her brother was starving.
But again, but you want to know what? You know what's cool? What I would say to you is, to be honest, right? Look at it how I'm looking at it. When I'm thinking of my community, or not my necessarily community, because when I'm thinking about where I came from, right? I don't have too much to say in regard to that because of what I know it to be, who I know these people to be. To me, you ain't got a leg to stand on in this this topic right here, by the first date. Go and relax.
I think if I can interject, I don't.
I'm sure you was anyway, but.
You know, I was going to say something anyway, because Lord knows I've been quiet over here enough. I think Bree hit on the nail. I mean, I don't know. Look, you know, I don't have Facebook. The people I follow on Twitter, it don't be nobody from, you know, whatever. But
right,
look at who's saying this shit.
Yeah,
look at who's,
like,
look,
you don't
who's
got a
saying
leg to stand on.
And I don't know who's saying it or making the comments, but, you know, I'll speak it on a deeper level. You know, I see people, like I said, this is no shame to nobody. You know, I respect and I don't judge, but, you know, I'll see people coming to social services and feel entitled.
Absolutely.
You know, they're entitled. They're like, you know, I told you to do this yesterday. Well, first of all, I investigate fraud. So if you want me to do my job faster and have you behind bars faster, I can do it. But, you know, it's this notion of entitlement, or just like, I think people try to live the life that they want to live instead of accepting the life
instead
they
of
do
the one
live.
They have.
And they project
and
this
doing
on social
what needs
media.
To be done to get to work to where they want
yeah.
to be.
You got to realize a lot of people's look, once again, I'm in a different place I was a couple years ago.
Right. Say, this is a growth.
Because, you know me, Derry. I don't got patience for much. Right? You know, I'd be quick. You be having to stop me from saying a lot of stuff. And I'd be like, all right, bet you got it. But I'm learning that a lot of people's outbursts and comments are cries for help. is inner turmoil shit that we ain't got no idea. You know, this is the life that you want to live. And you don't know the means to get it, but you know what they say, fake it till you make it. I can go on social media and act like I'm better than Cheesecake Factory. I can go on social media and make it seem like my life is better than what it actually is. It's an escape from reality. It's this notion of, we see how you living. We know you. Like, I know you. Do you know I can see
right,
you?
Exactly.
And you, I can see what you, I'll be like, the fuck? But then I've learned that a lot of people don't know the means to get to what the fuck they want. So,
right.
Fake it till you make it. The same reason I can't pay a light bill, but I go out and buy a pair of Jordans. Same reason I got,
ain't no
200,
way.
You know, I got $200 in the bank and pull up on the club VIP, gas tank on E, and all drinks on me. You know,
Wipe me down.
Hey, it's this notion of fake it till you make it. And it all goes back.
For me, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I apologize. No, we've been doing a whole lot of that. We've been doing a whole lot of that. But, you know, also something else that I think about, or that kind of bothers me with the entitlement and the whole fake it till you make it thing, is because we are not, the world is not how it was when our parents was coming up.
Amen.
So at this point, I can't even say, even if you don't know how to get to where you want to be, you got the resources to figure it out. At what point do you stop feeling entitled from things from other people? And when do you put that on yourself?
I made the tweet the other fucking day. I said, give me an unpopular opinion about trauma. I said, people like to stay in places of trauma and pain because it is normal to them and they don't want to change because change law, like do better because it requires change, and change is something foreign to them, and they would like to stay where they are. I say all this and say, niggas gon' nig. Let them nig.
And
don't sweat off my back. Because I'm gonna tell you right now, you get in that Honda Accord. That I drive a Honda Accord. And it's got all the bells and whistles. It's got everything that I want it to, and it's affordable.
Right.
You'll get your ass in the Honda Accord and we can go where the fuck I say. Unless you say I want to go here and it's within my budget, we're going here.
I'm going where it fits.
And you're gonna have a good conversation. You're gonna have a good time. You're gonna have a good vibe.
Because if I'm budgeting, and I made a goal for myself because I actually want to be somebody in my family that owns a house, and I'm actually somebody in my family that want to get a mortgage, and I'm somebody in my family that want to be debt free, we ain't going out to eat. I'm gonna go to the grocery store.
I don't even know I'm about
gonna
that.
I'm going to bust break. Down on the groceries.
I don't know about that. Because them groceries just as high.
But that's the point. Let me tell you what, right? We'll go to the grocery store. I'm off tomorrow. Lord, that's what you should do for others. I'm going to go to the grocery store. I'm not eating out for 2 weeks. Whatever I buy,
that's what I'm eating.
Let me tell you something.
We got food at the house.
Let me tell you something. Me and Derek moved in. I'm running that DoorDash, food, blah blah blah. That first month of paying bills and then having to go to the grocery store. I said, "Oh, look." We looked at each other collectively. We said, "Oh yeah, we ain't got to worry about it. Don't eat out no more. We eat out when we eat out. I'll be like, oh that." Got some money.
You don't got a little stuff back, ain't it?
Look, tax rebate came back. Tax rebate.
Big dog status.
No, for real. But I'm serious though. Like for me, it's just like at what point do you take your entitlement and make it accountability?
No, they not.
Because if you want to do better and if you know you need to do better, what you gonna do to get there?
They're not gonna be accountable. They don't.
To because be accountable, we know how it was in the 90s where you had to find jobs in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Then you gotta go paper application, sit down to fill out. You gotta call them. Hey, did y'all look at my application? My boy, you can get on TikTok.
Boy.
You can get on TikTok.
They put in the job application now. Don't call me asking me about no
don't about call no job. Asking about nothing. But you know what I'm saying? Like the world is just so much different. Facts. Like the things that you can do to get extra money. Facts. Go a little viral. Even shorty with the, I don't know if we're getting there, but maybe we're gonna get there. Even shortly with the OF. You know, like I ain't telling people to go do that. People listen, I'm not saying go do that.
I am not saying. Fuck it. Do it. It's your body.
I'm not saying go do that. What I'm saying is, it's so many easy ways and legal ways now to generate you some extra good income. Hell, even DoorDash. Take your little Honda. Joe, imagine how much money, and I'm going to spend it on you real quick. Imagine how much money you could have got back from the money that you spent DoorDashing if you were the DoorDasher.
Yeah, off the rip. You know, I think
Simple fix.
You
want to be out with your friends? You want to be out with your friend? You want to be outside? DoorDash.
Let me tell you something about us. That's one same thing concept. I'm going to say about all three of us in this group. Ain't neither not one of us got a problem working. I ain't never not seen us without a job. The moments that we didn't have a job, boy, our worlds were over. It was
depression.
Who ain't out here?
Depression.
And that's another thing, too.
Who's not working?
That's another thing, too. Motherfuckers want to go out here. Sorry, mom. Motherfuckers want to go out here and they want the quickest means to shit. They don't want to be accountable. They don't want no money. They want to get rich quick scheme. They just want to be. I tell people all the time, bro. Always want to be Jay-Z, but they don't want to sell crack to their mama.
That was no.
You don't get to be a $1 billion person if you ain't selling crack to you. That's a level of dedication that I was like, hey.
If you're not willing to blood, sweat, and tears,
Bro,
if you're
exactly.
not willing to work, like, and then I'm gonna tell you something else, and Lord, the people gonna be mad.
Oh, I'm getting my imaginary camera ready.
When I had my daughter, I was already willing to work my ass off before I had my daughter, right? I grew up poor. I don't care. Nobody say my parents gonna be mad. Well, I don't give a fuck, right? It is what it is, right? We didn't have a lot. You know, we had what we needed, but we weren't getting all this extra stuff, right? When I got my first job and that money started adding up to me, I was ready to bust down. What'd you say? Oh, overnight closing shifts at Cookout? Who? Me? Okay. 50 cent, 25 cent shift differential? I'll see you there. Overtime? See you there, right? When I had my daughter, all bets was off. I'll sell your grandma crack right now if I had to get my daughter to make sure my daughter good.
Nigga, what? Hey, come on, man.
And you know I love
I got
Nan.
you. I got your
I
fix.
love Nan.
I got your
You know I love
fix.
Nan.
I
Scoot.
knew she was gonna come through. Dang.
Joe, you'll think I'm there to see you.
Dang. Wait, what you doing?
All the time I slid Nan some already.
You gave Nan some of that good. Girl, you crazy. Girl.
Scoot, I meet Mary at Young's. I'll stash it in your trunk and tell her when Scoot get there, you good. Send me my money. You see what I'm saying?
Now I get it
I
though.
don't understand how your mindset don't change, or if it does, I don't understand what it changes to. It's like this entitlement without accountability is, or without drive, without ambition, without, I don't get it.
Because
I do
it
not
goes
get
back to the Waffle House conversation and the list conversation. People expect to get the most out of life by doing
by
nothing.
doing the minimum.
Like you do, like, and you like, okay, what the fuck does it got to do with the list? And going back to what Derek said, how the fuck, I don't know you, but you want a 5-star restaurant. I
On the
don't know
first
you.
date.
And you know what? I'm not, like I said, if you're in that weight class, if you can afford it, if that's what you do on a normal, that is you. Kudos to you. That ain't me. I'm not there.
Boom. Here's
It is
another
what it is.
thing. If that was your weight class and that was something you was used to on a normal, you wouldn't even give a fuck if somebody couldn't take you there.
You know what the other thing is too? I'm gonna say this.
You
Now,
wouldn't care if somebody couldn't take you there.
I'm gonna say this, and I'm probably gonna have to get off after this because they're gonna come get me. Maybe that nigga is 5-star. Used to 5-star. That's what he do. That's his normal. But maybe he looked at your ass and
Maybe
said,
it's
"You're not
you.
worth 5 stars.
Maybe he said, "You dirty bitch, you.
You came here with that dress and that lipstick
Yeezy,
on,
Pidgey." Yeah. And you
and
Scoot
think you better than
like,
Cheesecake?"
yeah, now y'all on my side. Now y'all coming back around. Maybe
I
that
just nah.
man,
So, nah, go ahead, Derek. Nah,
pulled up to the house and said,
Yeah.
and maybe he was like, all right.
Joe
What
know me.
she said, don't judge a book by its cover. Let's go back
I
to the
be
first
Derek though.
topic on the ick.
I know the little details and shit, so
Right. Maybe
nah,
she
nah.
said.
I said, look, he was even trying to save a little bit of face. He's like, maybe we could talk about it. He said, we ain't gotta do it on this camera, because I guarantee you I'm gonna humble you. I'm gonna humble you. Don't do it on this motherfucking camera.
Don't get your
Like,
ass up here.
and
You
you
know,
know,
maybe the man pulled up to the house and was like, I
personally,
ain't gonna judge a book by a cover.
I think
You
he
know, I'm gonna
bad. That was when she
go
got in
ahead
that
and
car.
knock. Maybe he seen you without the filter, without the wig, without the lashes, without the makeup. It was like, oh
Hey,
dang.
I'm gonna tell you
Maybe he
this.
saw the way you live and was like, oh, I'm not taking this bitch out
I'm
nowhere.
gonna tell you this. I'm gonna tell you this. Like I said, we don't know the whole story. We don't know the whole story.
Talk to me.
We're not gonna say.
Talk to me.
But I'm gonna tell you this. If you are, first of all, I had went on dates, and the girl was like, probably about 15, 20 minutes late. Don't worry, that Jetta was gone. Where's the Jetta? Over there, gone. Hey,
that would have made me an order to go.
Where are you? I'm on the way home. You were late. I don't got time to play. So not only were you an hour late, you came out looking like that an hour late. You look like that after making me wait.
After you and got me over here in the slums.
And like I said, I don't say
out the car.
Scoop said, okay, and I want to say this. This is not shame. This is not bashing. Yeah, I'm not judging nobody. I'm not disrespecting. Look, I understand the struggle.
I do.
I understand having to come up. I had to have been there.
I'm still doing that.
I'm still doing it. Right. Y'all, my daughter said, Mommy, isn't it Christmas time? Is Santa Claus coming? I said, baby, the elves is working.
Hey, let me tell you something. I had to tell everybody, I had to send people a group message, stop having kids. Y'all about to get these raggedy ass Dollar Tree toys. You keep fucking with me. You keep on playing with me. Y'all gay.
Listen, I said, baby, the elves is working. I said, ooh, they working. She said, they working? They working hard, baby. Okay. And I'm hoping Papa planning on being a little bit of Santa Claus.
Look, they're working, breaking a sweat.
The elves
blood,
is working.
Sweat, and tears.
Okay. It's making my scalp itch thinking about it. Yeah, so I ain't trying to judge. I ain't trying to discriminate. I ain't trying to talk down on nobody because Lord knows, you know, like I said, I ain't grew up the richest kid. And, you know, we made shit work. What I'm saying is now at our big ages. Okay.
Because you recorded that man. Nah, fuck that shit, bro. You recorded that man, and you sat there. You're right, Derek. I'm a little pissed off now too, because you sat there and recorded that man, posted on social media, trying to embarrass that bro.
Like, and you only embarrassed yourself for real, though.
That's a conversation you could have had in private, bro. We ride for him. Shit.
And you and the passenger right side of his car, and it looked like it was a nice car. So
you right, Derek? Fuck these goddamn people, man. Over this shit.
I would say fuck her, because fuck the people that, and I just think, like, first off, you ought to be grateful somebody won't take you out. Let's start there.
Facts.
Okay, there's a lot of people, a lot of good women, right, that will feel and pour into a man and give him everything they need, want, and their heart desire. And what God feels like is for them. For you to sit your raggedy ass up in that car and try to embarrass that man about a Cheesecake Factory. Because now I'm invested. Now I feel like I need to dig into your life.
Yeah, now I feel like I'm hurt. This little blanket, my hair parted. There you go.
Because what you got going on? You know, like, you could have easily, like you said, you could have easily told that man, hey, listen, this ain't really what I expected. Right? But at the same time, you was an hour late.
Well, I think, what happened to being nice and
you
kind
should be
and
glad
mindful?
That this man waited for you for an hour.
Like I said, what happened to being mindful and kind
just
and understanding,
polite.
Bro?
It's
just
social
shut up,
media, bro. It's social
bro, just
media.
Shut up. If you could have just went there, media. You could have went there. You could have just sat
got
down.
Got your little cheesecake. Got your cheesecake.
Just, yeah, and be like, you know, I'm good. It's all I want. You can you ain't got text. No more after that. Fuck it. That's what you decide to do. That's
nothing.
What you decide to do. But, bro, like, you blasting him on social
media,
man.
People just not nice. Like, people just, like you said, even going back to the entitlement, like, people are really just entitled, mm-hmm. and they're just rude and they nasty about it. Like,
no.
Because then, got a question. What if he would have smacked the shit out of her, huh? Everybody would have been mad, huh?
Another conversation.
That's what I'm saying. I don't condone domestic violence.
We can talk about it another time, though. I'm with all the shits now.
He's with all the shits.
Man, look at that camera.
So closing this conversation up, and then we're going to wrap the episode up. So, you know, me personally, like, I do like having these type of conversations, but, you know, I don't really give a fuck about what people say on social media.
Correct.
this is podcast stuff, so I do, you know, just for the conversation purposes. But what I do say, I do mean it. This is still my perspective, whatever situation it is, or anything like that. But it is closer and closer. I know when to separate like the social media shit
from reality.
From reality, exactly.
My thing is, and we can have this on another another episode. But my thing is, when I do say, when I am talking about the community I am, that's how they really think. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When they do bash men and this stuff and like that. So in a wider scope of things, it's like, you know, you really got women. Of course, I'm past that. So those are not even the women I'm looking at. So I don't really even care about what they do. But at the same time, these are the women that's still in the dating pool out here that's fucking up. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta,
right?
Yeah. So it's like, man, it's crazy that you know you think like that. You still think like that. You know, growing up, we had immature thoughts and shit like that. Growing up,
right?
With experience and therapy and, you know, shit like that, you grow as an individual and your standards, morals, and shit change. So, but it's just crazy that it's still people like that think like that.
Not everybody, my dog. Not everybody. Some people still stuck. Some people still stuck in high school. That's crazy.
They think life's still a popularity contest.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm like, bro, let me tell you this. I could care less. Hey, J. Cole got, boy, it's a bar. What you eat don't make me shit. And who you fuck don't make me come. Because I just don't care. Yeah. Bro, I promise to God, bro.
I'm about to say, did R. Kelly say that?
Woo! Joe, don't ever let that man disrespect our boy like that.
He was snapping on that. R. Kelly was snapping on that jump. You know the song I'm talking about.
You know the song.
I just wish you stop bringing this up. Like, it's canceled, bro. Let that go. So now he's in the void.
So now we got
bro, him. Come on. All right, we're moving on. Wrap it up.
R. Kelly not in your playlist.
Bro, we not doing this. That's you worse than that girl. You worse than that girl because we be having private conversations. You want to put it out there.
We never cleaned your house up, but we had Honey Love.
I'm playing. Still listening to R. Kelly.
We just listened to Same
Honey
Girl.
Love is a smooth song.
Bro,
nah, Honey Love, wow.
That remix,
Honey Love is a smooth, what?
That song is crack.
Oh, Same Girl is one of those songs. Hey. Same Girl to me is like equivalent to like Contagious. I got both parts.
Let me sing.
Let me cook.
Me and Nick
be in this joint battling though.
Enough of Kale.
And then T-Pain. My name is Teddy.
Boy! Yes.
Go crazy.
Bro, I told Dad the other day, I said, man, that's crazy. That girl was wild. She was out here moving. Yay. Dating three people, dating two people out. And married? And getting flown out. Dang, bro.
That's what I thought.
He was hurt about TT, too.
T-Pain was getting ready to go in, too.
You know something I want to talk
ain't
about?
No, hold on, dog.
You know something I want to talk about with y'all, too?
What's up?
Last
I want to talk about Meg Thee Stallion.
Oh, Lord. Let's say that for another one.
Yep. We ain't got to do it today, but I want to talk about my girl.
What's the basis of the conversation?
Mental health.
Boy.
And okay. Abuse of.
Did you see that?
Some of her songs? Some of her song?
Listen, the song, but then also hear me out, right? And
you
if you want in the
post
segment,
about it? You see
I didn't.
About her? Oh, I
but
fine.
Here's
I
the thing, though. But here's the thing, though. Everybody, and this is also something that I don't like about like social media and society. Megan has had so many songs really pouring her heart out about how she missed her parents. She alone in the world. She thinks she got a drinking problem. She trusts the wrong people. You know, like her circle getting smaller. She has so many songs. And even though that's my girl, I really feel bad for her.
Nah, facts.
I really feel bad for her. I feel like She shot to fame and lost everything that really mattered to her in the process. And she's just trying to figure it out. Because we also got to look at the fact that Meg Thee Stallion pretty young too. Like she's a little bit younger than us.
She our age.
Is she? Okay, cool. We still, I know I'm still young. But you got to look at the fact that I think, well, she's been famous for a good little minute. You know, definitely 2018,
Bro,
2016,
they said
2017.
they
She
dropped the
got famous young.
timeline. They dropped the timeline of events for her, of her
Oh,
mom dying. That's why I was trying to find a post, but I can't
grandma,
find it. The
dad's
grandma
locked
dying.
up.
Then all the way that led into the Tory situation.
The Tory.
The tweet said, "I'm glad that she's still here," because
Absolutely.
I'm like, bro, and then you don't think about it because information moves so fast today that it's like, damn, she another headline. Damn, what's going on? Damn, damn, damn. And then I'm like, you put it to the back of your mind. When I saw it like that, though, I'm like, all this happened within a fucking year.
Yeah. And I like honestly, I think that's another thing that frustrates me with social media and people. 'Cause I think everybody comment on things and you don't really do your due diligence behind it. Like we was talking about earlier, the context. You take a few seconds and then you roll with it. You
Sure.
know, like and then of course everybody like wants to spin their narrative and how they want things to be seen, or you know, they want to be the headline that you're reading, you know. So I just think they don't do their due diligence. But I feel bad for my girl. But I really want to know who her trainer is because
I do too.
yeah.
That ain't in the award. We
Nah,
going
for real. Because she lost
home.
crazy body fat and she's strong as fuck. And yeah, she looked good.
Yeah, we could definitely talk about that next time.
Yeah. And I think Tori shot her, so I don't care.
Closing thoughts on that. I still gotta watch the documentary. But closing thoughts on everything.
Ooh.
Badonski.
Closing thoughts on everything. I would say just be kind. You know,
Oh,
be
okay.
good to people. Don't put nothing out that you wouldn't want given back to you. I would say just be do your due diligence and take accountability, grow the fuck up.
That part.
And lose this whole sense of entitlement. Get to work, bust your ass, 'cause ain't nothing gonna be given to you. Bad news is you came a long way.
Yeah.
Well, good news is you
Is
came
it
a long way. Bad news is,
bad
my
news
nigga, you
is
went
you went the
the
wrong way.
wrong way.
Hey.
you know,
Being broke
being broke was
was
better,
better.
you
Hey,
know.
that nigga preaching.
And that's
Hey, yes,
exactly
sir.
how, just like how I feel with, especially like our generation and going down. It's like we came so far, but we headed in the wrong direction. Come on, J. Cole.
Hey. Hey,
Dreamville.
hey, boy, I was just
Bad
saying
news is
that
time flies. Good news is you the pal.
before.
Try that motherfucker.
Hey,
No,
yes,
I
he.
think closing thoughts lines would be something short. Just don't think too much into it, especially when you see shit.
Yours should be separation, disconnect,
Nah, I could.
unplug,
Nah, it all runs
lock
together.
out,
It all
get the
runs together.
key. Get
It all runs together. Just how y'all pitch in one group, I'm gonna pitch y'all asses in one
the
group.
key.
But
Yeah, because fuck them
nah,
other
don't
bitches.
think too
I'm gonna
much
ride with
into
my bitches.
it. Yeah, don't think too much into it.
My closing remarks remain the same. Because y'all said enough. Badonk,
I think
badonk,
with that, we come to the conclusion of this episode of Unfiltered Brothers. Be sure to follow us on social media. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We also have a sports show under the umbrella as well. You Reaching or Teaching. That's with our brother Aaron Barksdale on the Woke Podcast. So be sure to check those out as well. That's a bi-weekly show. So yeah, check that out. But yeah, y'all be blessed, stay safe, and we out here.